Nuclear power has always existed in a strange twilight zone of public perception, simultaneously representing humanity's greatest technological achievement and our most terrifying potential for self-destruction. In Atomic Accidents, James Mahaffey pulls back the curtain on decades of nuclear mishaps with the practiced eye of someone who has spent his life in the field. What emerges isn't just a catalog of disasters, but a deeply human story about our complex relationship with atomic energy. From the earliest radiation pioneers who carried test tubes of radioactive materials in their pockets to the engineers who desperately battled reactor meltdowns, this history reveals something profound. Most nuclear accidents weren't caused by technology failing us, but by us failing to understand the technology. As climate change forces us to reconsider nuclear energy's role in our future, these stories take on new urgency. Can we learn from past mistakes, or are we doomed to repeat them? In 1896, railway agent William Bill Crush staged history's first planned train collision spectacle. Despite safety promises, a boiler explosion killed 3 and injured 6. Yet 40,000 spectators still rushed to collect hot debris. Head-on Joe Connolly later perfected these crashes, orchestrating 73 controlled collisions using 4,000-foot tracks for 45 miles per hour. Marie Curie's early radiation work showed dangerous ignorance. She carried radioactive materials in her pocket and desk drawers. Her notebooks remain so radioactive they require lead-lined storage boxes today. The 1920s marketed radium as miraculous. The Radium Girls tragedy exposed its dangers when factory workers who moistened radium paintbrushes with their lips suffered disintegrating jawbones. Industrialist Eben Byers met a similar fate in 1932 after consuming Radithor, a radium-infused tonic that left his bones crumbling. This dangerous fascination continued through radium dial watches until 1963, and even saw radioactive mineral water's revival in the 1980s, despite its known risks. The Manhattan Project forced nuclear physics from theory into reality, compelling scientists to develop safety protocols through tragic experience. At Oak Ridge, Feynman discovered enriched uranium-235 being stored unsafely, risking chain reactions, a consequence of excessive secrecy in facility design. Post-1945, scientists conducted dangerous tickling the dragon experiments, manually assembling materials near criticality. Physicist Harry Daghlian became the first casualty when he dropped a tungsten carbide brick onto a plutonium sphere. Despite his quick reaction to a blue radiation flash, he died 25 days later. 9 months later, Lewis Slotin met the same fate when his screwdriver slipped during a similar experiment, causing a critical reaction. Though he quickly separated the materials, he received a fatal dose and died within 9 days. These deaths of knowledgeable scientists who understood the risks transformed nuclear safety. Manual criticality experiments were replaced by remote operations conducted from a quarter mile away, establishing fundamental protocols for handling nuclear materials. The desert between Arco and Idaho Falls became America's nuclear testing ground, hosting over 50 prototype reactors at the National Reactor Testing Station. Its remote location made it ideal for containing potential accidents. In 1955, the Experimental Breeder Reactor 1, EBRI, experienced America's first meltdown when power surged from 50 to 1 million watts in seconds during a test, partially liquefying the core. The Borax Eye experiment proved more dramatic. After 200 successful tests of boiling water reactor self-regulation, a deliberate excursion test sent power from 1 to 19 billion watts in milliseconds. The reaction launched the 2,200-pound control mechanism skyward and vaporized the core, demonstrating that even worst-case scenarios produced manageable steam explosions. The fatal SL-1 accident in 1961 occurred when operator Jack Burns accidentally removed a control rod completely. The resulting steam explosion killed all three operators instantly, leaving their bodies so contaminated they required lead-lined coffins sealed in concrete. Britain's Windscale disaster occurred in 1957 when plutonium production piles, operating at maximum capacity under political pressure, caught fire. Deputy manager Tom Toohey eventually contained the crisis by shutting off the cooling blowers as workers battled temperatures above 1200 C. At Chernobyl, an unauthorized experiment led to disaster when inexperienced operators disconnected safety systems and lost reactor control. The resulting explosion lifted the 500-ton reactor cap and sent radioactive material 36,000 feet into the atmosphere. The 2011 Fukushima catastrophe demonstrated nature's devastating force when an earthquake and 49-foot tsunami overwhelmed the plant's defenses. With backup generators flooded and minimal emergency lighting, operators couldn't prevent three successive reactor meltdowns. Behind every nuclear accident are human stories that reveal our complex relationship with this technology. Harold McCluskey, the Atomic Man, survived America's worst americium contamination accident at Hanford's facility. At age 64, he was exposed to americium 241 at levels billions of times higher than previous incidents, overwhelming Geiger counters. Though chelation therapy saved him, McCluskey's greatest challenges were social. His friends and church members feared his radioactivity and shunned him until his pastor intervened. McCluskey lived to 75, always viewing his experience as merely an industrial accident. Paradoxically, thousands of healing radium springs operate worldwide, including 1,500 mineral spas in radiation-conscious Japan. Austria's Badgastein Spa, a converted Nazi gold mine, treats patients in radon-filled tunnels, highlighting our contradictory relationship with radiation. Nuclear power plants are essentially sophisticated steam engines using uranium instead of coal, shaped by historical fears of steam explosions. While engineers address this risk through design, nuclear accidents still occur from seemingly minor causes, stuck valves, operator errors, or system failures, made particularly frightening by radiation's invisible threat and potential for environmental contamination. The Rickover Trap represents nuclear engineering's main challenge. We've stayed with Admiral Rickover's 1950s pressurized water reactor design simply because of existing infrastructure, much like our continued reliance on gasoline despite its inefficiencies. Modern nuclear engineering focuses on small, modular reactors that can be factory-built and easily transported. These units offer key advantages: reduced risk profiles, smaller potential problems, and lower investment needs. The Generation 4 International Forum, a 9-country coalition, is advancing next-generation designs, including the promising molten salt thorium reactor. While nuclear power carries inherent risks, each accident has improved safety protocols and design. When compared objectively, nuclear power has caused fewer deaths than fossil fuels and offers a carbon-free energy solution. The path forward isn't about avoiding nuclear power, it's about learning from past failures to build safer systems. These nuclear accidents reveal more than technical failures. They illuminate human psychology, politics, and our complex relationship with risk. Understanding these incidents provides crucial insights into managing powerful technologies.